This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Chris O'Brien's with us. We focus first on the controversial book from Jacques Vallée and Paula Harris, Trinity, Best Evidence, or something like that. And then Ray Stanford, because this person, Douglas Dean Johnson, seems to think that Ray is the devil incarnate. Chris, what is Ray doing these days, by the way? We haven't heard from him in several years.
Ray's not doing well, unfortunately. He's fading fast, which is very disheartening and sad. He's still hanging in there, but he's starting to get forgetful. And it's become a problem. So I've been trying to help him as best I can, but I don't know. I think we've seen, you know, the zenith of his mental capacity. Getting up there now. He's 84, I think. I'm not sure, 83 maybe. So it's unfortunate, but I'm just glad I took 5 years to record his entire life story in his own words, and I have it down, and I'm going to be releasing the book when I get his permission, and Sheila, his wife, and so that we have some sort of record of his absolutely amazing life. And I've been a big fan of his instrumented hard data approach to and analyzing ufological information, visual and magnetic and gravitational and other forms of monitoring of these events. And he's a real pioneer, and I will always be quite grateful for the wonderful education that I've received from his gracious time and interest in my learning experience. So for that, I'll always be grateful. But I think Ray's public days are behind him, unfortunately. And it's sad that he hasn't been able to get the kind of recognition that he deserves in the ufological realm.
Now, I should tell our listeners that Chris posted some early versions of two chapters from the book about Ray Stanford. They're posted in the Paracast Plus, which means in order to read them, you have to sign up with the Paracast Plus at theparacast.plus. It's available under special features. The introduction and chapter one. And we hope it'll whet your appetites when Chris finishes the book. You'll want to see more of it. To meet Ray Stanford. We always enjoyed having him on the show. He's always been one of our best guests. And you just look up our library, and you'll find the episodes available to download.
The first time he was on with me, before I was co-host, David Piedney actually hung up on us. I think that was the only time that ever happened.
Well, David hung up once on, was it William Burns and Nancy Burns when they were doing UFO Magazine? And she said one thing, or he said one thing that ticked him off about maybe being a CIA agent, kind of said in jest, and he hung up. We also got a guy named Bill Nell to hang up on us because we exposed him as a faker.
Right, and Jim Sparks and who else? There's a couple others.
Well, they said some pretty strange things. Sparks stayed for the show. But we really buffaloed him when David asked him, hey, when you were on board the spaceship for the day, whatever, where'd you go to the bathroom?
What was the bathrooms like? Speaking of bathrooms, my favorite description of a, you know, some sort of abductee was that woman that when she said that she was taken aboard and she had to use the bathroom, and she said, where do I go? And they pointed to, like, some little door, and she went in there, and she said, it was disgusting.
Is that the one that we had on the show where it sounded to me like it was almost cat litter?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Oh, that's unique.
Now, how could that not be real? There's no way that she can make that up.
You think?
That's so funny. That's a classic.
Well, I don't know. You know, you think about it, though. And I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt here. You know, somebody who may be spinning a fast one here would come up with some kind of, you know, like super science fiction-y type of bathroom, you know, where the hands would pick you up and gently put you, you know, massage you as you go. And then, you know. But no. Yeah, exactly. But no. I mean, this one, it was cat litter. You know, so it's just like, that just seems to me, it's just like, oh, it's cat litter.
Yeah, but I got the impression, guys, she was making it up as she went along. She did not expect that question. And we've asked it of several people, but I have to thank David for doing it first. And the answer is always interesting. So I think in this particular case, she was exposed with it. Exposing something else now, Tim Swartz, you've got a few questions for Chris in our forums. We're not going to go back into the question about the chat AI suggesting that we're talking to a dead man.
No. Well, and I will say that upon looking at that, it looks like that ChatGPT kind of went and melded a couple of different Chris O'Briens together, because it talks about, the first one was an American investigative journalist, and then it goes into Chris's actual books and stuff, but then I think it goes back to the investigative journalist. So it's just like a couple of different people that just melded into one. But yeah, we've got a lot of questions in our forums, and we've got two actually from Rusty Shackelford, who I believe was part of the original JFK assassination team. I'm not quite sure about that, but the name sounds familiar. But Chris, his first question is, a couple of years before his death, Gabe Valdez started talking publicly about his cattle mutilation investigations, but was always very tight-lipped on who or what he thought was behind them. Now, did Valdez ever say anything to you who he thought might have been carrying out the mutilations?
Oh, boy, I asked him on quite a number of occasions, and he was very reluctant to really go into full detail about what he thought. A lot of it was, you know, I really haven't gotten to the point where I feel comfortable, you know, stating definitive answers on that. But he always was leaning towards some sort of governmental black ops program that may have had some sort of biological weapons connection, may have had some sort of societal programming type function. That was kind of what he hinted at, but he never would come out and say it.
Which is maybe the reason why he was so cagey on giving an answer.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I'm not really, he never went for the whole Benowitz and the underground, you know, Nightmare Hall and the underground seven-level alien base and all that. He never accepted that as a possibility.
I don't know why not. I mean, it makes perfect sense to me. Yeah.
Well, I think what makes sense is they do Project Gas Buggy.
Yeah.
In December of 67, I think, or 68, and then finished the tunnel from Los Alamos, which I found a miner who claimed he worked on it. And then they stored nuclear waste legally, which would have been illegal if they had done it under the United States. But under an Indian reservation, they could get away with it, pay off the Indians, and store the waste there. And then the incredibly nasty increased level of environmental radiation around that area could easily be explained away as being a byproduct of Gas Buggy, when in fact it was probably partially due to storage of nasty, you know, barrels of waste that are coming up from Los Alamos up from all the way back into the 40s.
We've got more to come with Tim and Chris and Gene. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We're so happy to have Chris O'Brien back with us. And right now he's busy answering questions from listeners. Tim Swartz will read some more. The one question, of course, that we answered earlier was about the Trinity book from Valet and Harris. So listen to the first part of the episode if you haven't heard it yet. What is the next question from Rusty Shackelford?
All right. The second question is, now, and Rusty says that he may have completely misremembered this, but years ago when Chris was a co-host on the show, says he seems to recall Chris talking about some kind of break-in that you had at your house. And he says, am I remembering this correctly? And if so, when did this happen? And does Chris think that this could have been connected to his cattle mutilation investigations?
Yeah, I don't talk about this very much for obvious reasons. It happened in, off the top of my head, I think November 1998. I had been contacted by a militia member from a group that he called Posse Comitatus. And they were, you know, these sovereign, you know, they had their own money and bunkers, and they'd go around in camo and do their, you know, maneuvers in the woods and all that sort of thing. And based on, you know, the little that I knew about them. And through a mutual friend, this guy was getting ready to leave the valley, Cannabis Valley. And my friend talked him into, before he left, to tell me the story that he had told my friend. And so I got him on the phone, and he said that they had accidentally stumbled on what he called some sort of entrance to an underground military facility, or some sort of human-derived technology, and the humans, he didn't really know what branch of what military branch that they were from, but it seemed like a well-organized human clandestine operation. They monitored the comings and goings for, I'd have to check my notes, but you know, for a few weeks, I think, if I remember. And they were really concerned, and they didn't know what to do, so they put together a package that he claimed they sent to the Colorado Attorney General, because the facility was just over on this side of the border in New Mexico, so it was a Colorado issue. And according to this guy, he said that they, that the state sent this off to the FBI, or you can insert some federal bureaucracy. I think he did say the FBI. And they sent some guy out to interview them and find out more. And they told him, you know, what they knew, and he answered their, you know, he said they answered the guy's questions, and the guy went out, checked it out, and the next thing I know, they got visited by some little spooky types that said, we know that you told this guy about the facility, and we took care of him, and if you don't believe us, there's some photographs, and here's the well that we threw him down. And the guy said, I'm on my way out of here tonight. And he says, I don't know why I'm telling you all this, because I think you'd be crazy to follow up on it. And I didn't. The guy was believable enough for me to just, you know, not immediately jump on my hobby horse and jump in my truck and go go check this stuff out. And the guy evidently disappeared. My friend never saw him again. And I did ask him quite a number of years later when I ran into him. I said, hey, whatever happened to that guy? Because nobody knows. He just skedaddled, and that was it. Well, this was the summer of 98. And by the fall, you know, I was involved in doing some work with some folks on kind of partially on the behest of Lawrence Rockefeller. So I had other things to do. I'm not really interested in the human programs as much as I'm interested in the high strange ones. And one night, actually one afternoon, it was a Friday, I was working, and I was supposed to, you know, I parked my car. We would carpool out this nasty dirt road to a construction site. And because it was so nasty, we'd only take one car. And mine was parked with the other couple of cars there at the sort of the trailhead. And I came back to my car, and I got in. It was an old, the last Jeep Cherokee in the old Wagoneer style, the year the Jeep sold to AMC. So it was the last Jeep Wagoneer model year before AMC took over. And I went to push in the clutch, and the pedal fell off. I mean, the rod was coming out of the floor, but it's like somebody had sawed my pedal almost off, but left it there. And as soon as I put any pressure on it, it just fell off. And so I got down, I looked at it, and I said, what the hell? It's like somebody took an axe off, and axe sawed my damn pedal off. So I couldn't drive the thing because it had a really stiff clutch. And, that rod coming out of the floor would go right through my boot. And so my flag sunk it down and got a ride home. And I met my girlfriend's daughter there, and I was supposed to drive her to Denver for the weekend for her dad. And I had some errands I was going to run while I was up there. So in the meantime, Isadora had left earlier that day to go to a conference in Grand Junction, so she was gone. And so there were no cars in the driveway or parked in front of the house, and we were stuck there. There was no way we could go anywhere. And about 3 in the morning, I guess it was about 4 guys, maybe 5, but at least 4 came in to the house, full voice, talking to each other. And right on the other side of the bedroom door in my office, which is open to the living room, I heard him start, turn my computer on. I heard my file doors opening. I heard rummaging around. I couldn't really hear what they were saying, but they were speaking. They weren't whispering. I'm hiding under the covers, shaking. I it's like I did not know what to do. And finally, at one point, I heard him talking about my map, and that kind of ticked me off because that was my pride and joy. It was my map of unusual occurrences, painstakingly compiled over 5 years at that point. And I could hear him talking about the map. And so I said something like, honey, is that you? What are you doing home? And they were gone. And I waited a little bit. I went out and I tried to, run out actually the back with my night vision to scope out the vehicle, but they went the other way, so I couldn't see them. And my map was on the ground. The frame around the map was on the ground. The map was gone. My file drawer was open. My computer was on. And I got some pictures of, prints outside. And Brisa said that when she was upstairs, she heard him come in. She had a loft bedroom. It was open to the living room, so she could hear everything really well.
More with Chris, Tim, Gene, you're in.
The Podcast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is hitting the campaign trail after being indicted in the classified documents probe. In his first public appearance since the charges were unsealed, Trump on Saturday afternoon called the indictment, quote, ridiculous and baseless. President Biden will hold his first re-election campaign event next week in the swing state of Pennsylvania. The president will attend a political rally with union members in Philadelphia on June 17th. The U.S. is sending an additional $2 billion in security assistance to Ukraine. The U.S. has committed $40 billion in security assistance for Ukraine since Russia's invasion last year. The New York City Council is weighing a controversial reparations bill that calls for the creation of a 9-member task force to decide whether black New Yorkers deserve reparations for slavery. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
So Chris O'Brien is describing what almost sounds to me like it could be a Man in Black episode of Sabotage. Continue.
Well, they stole 24 photographs of my map. The only known case incident reports of UFO sightings written on Department of Interior's Ranger incident reports. They took my originals and my copies. They were given to me by the Rangers out at the National Park. Well, back then it was a monument, the Great Sand Dunes National Monument personnel. And, you know, it really, it was hard for me not to put two and two together. I somehow equated it with the arrival of this guy that had showed up a couple weeks before. He was a director from the Institute of Social Architecture, and he started suggesting maybe I questioned my motivations and what I was looking into, that maybe me and everybody else didn't have a need to know, and you should question your motivations. And, of course, I was pretty attack in his face on that, and I told him, well, you didn't show up with a suitcase full of, you know, used hundreds or, you know, a major label deal for my band or a major publishing deal for my next book. So, you know, I'll do whatever the hell I want. And Isidore never said a bad thing to anybody's 10 years that I was with her. He was leaving and she was arriving and she looked at me and she was furious. Who was that? I did not get a good feeling from him. No, I don't ever want to see him again. I was like, whoa. She never said anything close to that to me. So you put all those things together, I stopped looking into certain elements of my research that I had been concentrating on, if that answers the question.
Well, it makes you think, though, that if this was supposed to be like some kind of crack team going in there to, you know, infiltrate your house and get this stuff, you would have thought that they would have checked to see if there was anybody in there first.
Yeah, you would have, right?
Like, no, we went to Home Depot and hired these guys to.
Well, you never know, you know. If they were tapping my phones or something, they would have known I was supposed to be gone. Plus, there were no cars in the driveway.
Mm-hmm. But even then, even then, though, they had infrared detectors, so they could see if there was people.
Well, that's what I was going to say about Brisa. She was, I think at this point, she was about 10 or 11. And she would normally sleep in the bottom bunk, but for some reason she was in the top bunk that night. And she said that she saw the top of somebody's head coming up the stairs. Mm. And so she hid under the covers and just had the little corner open so she could look. And she said he had something sticking off his face. And so as soon as she saw that, she just ducked down and lay perfectly still. And so he did a once-over on the room and went back down. He just got to the top of the stairs, looked around, and went down because he saw all the little kids, you know, all the dolls, school kids' artwork and that sort of thing. And he didn't rummage around up there. He just took one look around and went down. But she, it's kind of hard to forget her saying, he had something sticking off the front of his head. So I took that to mean maybe some sort of night vision goggles or something.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Yeah, well, you know, it's no wonder, though, that people will hear these stories about, you know, the Dulce base or you know, some of these other types of you know, secret dark underground facilities. They hear a story like yours where there were certain aspects that you were investigating that obviously somebody didn't want you looking into, and then kind of just lump those all together into their head. And be like, Rusty Shackelford. He was like, oh, it's a conspiracy with these, you know, secret government military groups digging underground and flying their own UFOs out of these bases. I mean, you know, the stories just get wild.
You can't factor any of that out. But you certainly can't factor it in either.
Yeah.
I ended up moving out, as soon as I could find a place to live, I moved out. I would not allow myself to endanger Brisa and her mom in a way. And that literally was the reason why I moved out of the house. So it was a big deal.
Mm-hmm. But also, you know, it also makes you wonder the original story that was told to you, you know, by these guys who stumbled across something out in what I would figure from your description would be public lands, and I know that there's a lot of public land out there.
Oh yeah,
but to think that some group would dare try to hide something like that. Because, I mean, there are, you know, like you said, you know, these camo dudes out running around on the weekends that could easily run across these things.
Yeah, but there are some areas in the Sangre de Cristos that are completely inaccessible. I mean, there's no way that you could get out there unless you're airlifted. There's just no way. First of all, because there's no access, the Baca Ranch used to strictly recall control access for a 40-mile stretch there.
Hmm.
Well, they're about 30 miles. And there's just no way that you could get out there. There's huge canyons that go curve up and around in the mountains up there that are 12 to 14 miles long. That literally, unless you came from the other side, mountain climb up and over and dropped in, I mean, you would have to really be motivated to do that. And it's dangerous. So, I mean, figuratively speaking, it would be pretty inconceivable, but, you know, you could do it, but you'd really have to have, it would be mounting a major expedition. It's where the CIA trained Tibetan nationals when they, in the 50s, were training them to go back into Tibet, possibly take back over from the Chinese.
Well, we have a another question here for you, Chris. Now, this one is from Richard Hawkins, who is a often asks some really good questions, and his is really simple. He just wants to know about the cameras that you've been trying to get set up in the valley, and how that's going, and if anything's been revealed yet.
Well, yeah, we've had we only have the one camera up. I've been, running and just beating my head against the stone wall to get coordinated cameras nearby. We do have a camera now in Crestone. I don't even know who's got it. It's just pretty recent. But we have 53 cameras now in 9 countries, including 8 states and 2 Canadian provinces. So Ron's cranking them out as quick as he can make them. And, we've got the software package up at Skinwalker Ranch. The guy that owns the ranch to the west, he has it set up, but it's not gone in yet. He, his building that he was going to put the camera in got hit by lightning and burned down. A single wide trailer out there. And, Mother Nature came and torched it. And the guys at the ranch at Skinwalker actually took a picture of the lightning bolt hitting the dwelling. It's just, nice little coincidence there. What's the odd? What are the odds? And wow. We're in Brazil, I think Argentina, Australia. We got 2, I think, in Germany, 1 in Switzerland. I'd have to double check all these, but there's a whole list of them at ufodap.com. If you go to sites, there's a whole list of what each of these places has. And, got a number of them too, I think in Washington State, 2 in Utah. There's one or two in California. I think there's 1 or 2 in Arizona. There's 2, possibly 3 now in Colorado.
We'll go into more of these locations in our next segment with Chris Jean and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least 1 food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Chris, the ones in Arizona, do you know which areas they're in?
There's one in Paradise Valley, and I'm not sure where the other one is. I think it's out east somewhere. I'm not sure. I'd have to go check the list.
Well, obviously, Paradise Valley is a place I'm not far from.
Yeah.
I live in a secret underground location that we cannot reveal.
Okay. Anyway, it's going good. I mean, Ron has been appearing on some shows coming up, which I can't talk about yet, but some pretty high-profile stuff. And, of course, we were the instrument package that was featured in Tear in the Sky, that film by, what was her name, Carolyn, I forget her name, but she had a pretty popular film. It was out about a year ago, and it featured the UAPX guys who have our stuff and put a bunch of their stuff in there and claimed it all as their own invention and stuff, which a little credit people were credited as due, but it's going to be that those guys all over. Gary Voorhees and his guys. You know, people are saying, well, why is it open source? SkyHub was all open source. Well, it is. It's written in Python, so anybody can get in there and play around with it. And the platform that we mount everything on is Raspberry Pi, which is very simple to use, and everybody knows anything about putting together electronics and electronical. It's an interesting word.
Let's get that patented. It can go right after woke.
There you go. Hello, are you awake yet?
No, I'm awoke.
Anyway, it's awoke. Yeah, there we go. Anyway, it's all, if you want to, you can dive in there and, have your way with it. Just remember that he spent 6 years and 200,000 lines of code or some crazy thing to get the software together. And he's only charging $90 for it. So that's the only thing that he's making money on, because all the hardware is sold at cost. So, give the guy a little bit of, throw him a bone, I mean, he spent a good chunk of his early retirement, getting the thing, from planning stages and design to, being able to implement a complete targeting system for up to six cameras. with inputs for quite a number of scientific monitoring gear, magnetometers, gravitometers, RF frequency spectrum analyzers. We have cameras now that have blaze gratings on them, analog lenses that allow the camera to split up the light spectra at night. I have a design for a targeted active radar. So, this is the future. I'm sorry to see all these guys and, Avi Loeb and SCU, Robert Powell and his bunch, and they're all saying, well, we need to set up these locations all over the world and blah, blah, blah. And like, I'm going to need millions of dollars to, to do this. And it's already been done. These people would just wake up and, smell the chai. I mean, Ron's software is amazing. It's exactly what you would need to do the things that he wants to do. And he says, oh, we're not going to use anything that's come before. All this uncalibrated gear and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Spoken like a Harvard astronomer.
Well, this is the type of stuff, though, that, you hear the naysayers talk about, you need to do proper scientific study of UFOs, and nobody's doing it. They're just out there, shining lasers up in the sky and chanting around their pendulums. But no, this is something that is, you can't get any better than this. Well, you can see that, but for the amount of money that, that you've had, but this is great stuff and can really
reveal a lot. For $450,
yeah,
you can have an entry level system, and if you want to go full blown, you're up around $4,000. Hello.
Yeah, in the scheme of things, that's not a lot.
No. To have complete to detect an event, ID the event, we've been teaching these things with artificial learning techniques, how to differentiate between, various types of objects that are going to be potentially seen. Especially the mundane ones that you can factor out. And the ones that are left go into an unknown folder, and that's the only one that you have to look at. So it's this thing is jumping forward and by leaps and bounds. And the guys at UFO Data, we had, I think Mark Rodiger and Leslie Keene on, didn't we, one time, Gene?
We've had Leslie on a number of times in the show, of course. We had Mark on a couple of times. By the way, I want to ask you about Leslie's article that she wrote with Ralph Blumenthal for your Micah Hanks debrief. You've heard about one.
That's a biggie.
We want to talk about that next. Let's wrap this up, and then we'll go to that subject.
Okay. Well, anyway, I was going to say that when Leslie and Mark were there, I offered to help them out. They said, do you have any ideas? I said, sure, give me all. And we never really talked. And then finally, we got contacted by Mark and Alexander Wendt, who's a professor at Ohio State. And, they said, hey, Ron, you guys have already, built the hardware and the software. There's no point for us to rebuild the wheel. So why don't we combine forces and figure out a way that we can help you? So what we've decided is once we start getting some really interesting data, that UFO Data can be our analytical arm. We'll acquire the data in the UFO Data Acquisition Project, and then UFO Data can go ahead with all these guys with alphabets after their names can go ahead and do the analytical work that will be above reproach, and if it warrants it, you publish. So we're actually dovetailing our efforts, and we're partners in this this whole thing. Just for people out there wondering about other Mark D'Antonio and Douglas Trumbull. Of course, Doug's gone now. That thing never got off the ground with the 360-degree cameras. And SkyHub went belly up. And, of course, we have Francis Ridge and his wonderful work that he's been doing 30 years with the Radar Project. That would be something that we would love to talk in principle about, dovetailing our efforts. But, we're just taking it one step at a time and dotting our I's and crossing the T's, you know. Or in my case, crossing the I's and dotting the T's.
However you want to cross and dot. I understand there's a book out called Crossing... Forget it. We don't want to go into that. I do want to go in the next segment, Chris, to the latest news that's come out here, and I'll give you the headline from Debrief, which is a publication that Micah Hanks and MJ Benias are involved in. It's called Intelligence Officials Say U.S. Has Retrieved Craft of Non-Human Origins. That's from Leslie Keen and Ralph Blumenthal. And we mentioned before that Leslie was responsible for a best-selling book, UFOs, that actually had articles from other people, but had a foreword from John Podesta, former official with the Clinton and Obama administrations. And then, of course, Blumenthal is a Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter. Now retired, but he won the prize with his crew for the coverage in the New York Times of the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. So he's a pretty credible guy. We had him on the PowerCast, too. And now they've teamed for this article and Debrief, and the only surprise I have, and we can go into it in the next segment, is that it's in a not-as-well-known publication. It's not in the New York Times. It's in Debrief. And as I said, it's got circulation, but certainly a lot different. More to come with Chris Jean. Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.